Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to the debate. Coming your way from Press TV headquarters in Tehran, I'm your host, Behruz Najafi. President Bouteflika of Algeria has promised a truncated next term and constitutional reforms if he wins the April vote, yet his offer has failed to appease anti-government protesters. This is the fifth time that he's running for president. The ailing 82-year-old president has been seldom seen in public since suffering a stroke 6 years ago. Protesters doubt if he'll be able to run the oil and gas-rich country given his poor health. Now, despite a mass nationwide protest, recent polls suggest that many Algerians support Bouteflika as president. Now, who will be picked as president in the April elections? What's future holding for Algeria? Before debating the situation in North African Arab country, let's watch a background report.
Algeria's President Abdelaziz Bouteflika has confirmed that he will run for a fifth term. This is despite 10 days of rare nationwide protests against his 20 years in power. Apart from clashes on Friday that left 183 people injured, the protests have been largely peaceful. Public anger has poured onto the streets. Not only because of Bouteflika's re-election bid, there is also anger at perceived corruption among the ruling elite, a lack of economic reforms and high unemployment levels. The demonstrations peaked as the deadline for candidates to submit their formal notice to compete in the election loomed closer. However, in a letter read out by his campaign manager, Bouteflika has offered concessions if he is re-elected.
A new set of presidential elections will take place, founded on the agenda produced by a national conference. I promised not to run for office in those presidential elections. Those elections will, among other things, guarantee the transition of power under peaceful conditions and in an atmosphere of freedom and transparency.
State media says the new elections will be held within a year. The ailing president has acknowledged the demonstrations, saying he heard the passionate call from the protesters. The statement was, however, the first since protests broke out. After the statement was read, demonstrations against the president broke out once again.
He would like to stay another year, and after he will see, he will leave power. It's a masquerade. It's not a democracy or even a republic that is not democratic. It's a kingdom.
We're not saying that he did nothing. They say he worked. He's worked, but now he's sick. He's on a wheelchair.
No one thinks for a second and accepts a disabled man as president. It is impossible. A mafia is in power and we should accept it. No, it is impossible. It is beyond reasonable. People are suffering.
At least seven candidates have registered to run against the Algerian leader. The opposition failed to agree on a single candidate, making any successful campaign to oust Bouteflika an uphill task. Opponents of Bouteflika say his worsening health condition means he is unable to perform his tasks as president. Despite the protest rallies, recent polls suggest that many Algerians are likely to vote for Bouteflika again. They are afraid that his departure could lead to instability with long-lasting negative consequences for the country.
Now, with that report, let's start our debate. Introducing our guests who are joining me in this edition of the debate will be Editor-in-Chief of the International Interest, Sami Hemdi, who's joining us from Tunis, and also author and political analyst Nasser Al-Omari, who's joining us out of New York. Thank you both gentlemen for joining us in this debate. Let me start with Sami Hemdi. Sami, why are people in Algeria protesting?
I think it's pretty clear Algeria's had some issues for quite some time, some economic issues. Algeria's tended to rely on hydrocarbons. The fall in the oil prices has affected the Algerian economy. Once Algerians used to boast about the reserves that it had and the gold reserves, these have also started to become more depleted. There are issues with regards to security. But the real issue with Algeria now is that because this current generation is becoming much older, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, Yahya, and all these other people around them, Gaid Saleh and the like, the reality is that Algeria at some point was going to have this issue of how do we move to the next generation. People are protesting quite simply because at this current moment in time, it seems like they are holding on to power as long as possible. They are trying to keep the reins are on government, and there seems to be no clear plan as to how to transition this. Also, with regards to these protests, it's important to note that this is the first time that a generation has emerged that didn't live through the brutal civil war of the 1990s. So whereas beforehand the government used to put the people in a catch-22 whereby don't go for change, otherwise we might go back to the civil war of the 1990s, this generation didn't suffer that civil war. Therefore, the fear factor is gone. People are saying we want new change, we want to be developed, we want to have some sort of democracy, some sort of progress and the like. But it seems that the current regime is resisting this approach, not necessarily because it is opposed to change, but because it cannot find a way to move along with the times while preserving its current interests in the country.
I see. Okay, let's go to New York. Nasir Alomari. Protesters are calling for a change. Also, we had Sami explain about this. They're calling for a change in the country's political system. What are the changes that they are seeking?
I think they want a more representative government. People believe that I'm having audio problems. I can hear my own voice. But let me try to answer the question. People want change because they believe that the current system, the ruling party, is no longer representative of the people. The ailing president, although he is highly respected personally, and he has served his people really well for decades. So while there is a great deal of respect for the president personally, he is not in, you know, he's not well enough to rule, which raises the question of who is ruling the country if the president is not even able to announce, you know, his own candidacy or walk to, you know, the, you know, walk personally to declare that he's a candidate. So people feel like there are people who actually control the country, and this is not Bouteflika, this is not the president. So whoever is calling the shots is not the president. And if he is elected again, the same people will be running the country. Unfortunately, this is a failure on the part of the ruling party. They should have seen that coming, and they should have started the dialogue that Bouteflika is supposedly calling for now after, if he gets reelected. That should have been done a few years ago. And this is a problem of governance. This is a problem of strategic planning. And now the youth in the street, I agree, there is a 29% unemployment rate. There is a deteriorating economy, and young people wanna move in a different direction. Unfortunately, they are held hostage by the people who are calling the shots behind the scenes. Uh-huh.
Now, Sami, some observers believe that the protests against Bouteflika's re-election bid is just the tip of the iceberg. More than 50% of the Algerian population are under the age of 30, with a large portion of them, Nasser said, 29-30%, they are unemployed currently. Now, what's the role of economy? What role is it playing in the protests?
I think it's not just the role of the economy. It's much larger issues. The way I see it in Algeria right now is there are parallel narratives that are starting to converge. I call this on the political front the second half of the match. So in 2014, when we had the elections, there was also talk about Bouteflika being ill, his ailing health, he shouldn't run for presidency. The media for the first time started criticizing Bouteflika, implying that the ruling factions could not find an agreement as to who should replace Bouteflika and who should come to power. Each was trying to push a candidate. It is said that in the end, one party managed to succeed and managed to force Bouteflika to run again. People say it's his brother Saeed Bouteflika and the people around him. This time, however, with these protests that took onto the streets, these are organic protests. However, these protests within this political narrative is being used to say by these parties to the French, to the Americans, to the international community, we told you Bouteflika wasn't the man to run the country. Look at these protests, these are proof. if we're looking at it from the protesters' angle, it's quite humiliating to have a person who is unable to convey messages to his people, unable to address his people, unable to talk. He's in a wheelchair. It's humiliating for a country of 40 million people, renowned as the country of 1.5 million martyrs, to have such a man as president. This is not to attack his character. In fact, you'll be very hard pressed to find an Algerian who believes that Bouteflika is the one putting himself forward. There is a unanimous consensus amongst everybody that Bouteflika is being pushed by the people around him to run as a picture in order to ensure that these people currently ruling are still in power. The problem is, however, the regime is unsure how to react. And indeed, what's very interesting about Algeria is everybody has a different interpretation as to what the protesters want. Are they willing to accept an alternative to Bouteflika? Is the disagreement over Bouteflika himself? In other words, preserve the regime, get rid of Bouteflika, keep some sort of stability, but just don't take the mic. In other words, bring someone like Ramtane Al-Amamra, for example, the former foreign minister. Do we accept that it needs to be a complete change of regime? But how do you do that? Do you go via elections? They will tell you elections are rigged, which is one of the reasons that Ouyahia and Bouteflika are insisting that we move towards elections, because it stays on their territory. This is the view of the protesters. Therefore, what do we do? Do we go to a military coup? But the head of the army is Gayed Salah. Gayed Salah has been seen as a member of the regime beforehand. So do we do a coup to bring somebody like Al-Sisi in Egypt, where he comes in and he seizes power and we see even more turmoil? The problem is the regime is dealing with these protesters from this angle. In other words, because there is no leadership from the protesters, because the demands aren't necessarily clear, the regime believes that if it can last long enough, eventually they will dissipate and go home. And this Bouteflika insisting on the people around him insisting on the nomination of Bouteflika shows that the regime believes that these protests won't last for too long. There is a way to make sure that they can survive. So the stakes are getting higher.
Okay. Now, Nasir, let's look at it from a different angle. President Bouteflika's health remains a serious question, you know, after he suffered a stroke in 2013. Why won't he step down?
Well, because, as Sami said, there are people who are actually running the country. His latest term in office he was believed not to run anything in Algeria. So they want to hold on to power. And this is a group of army generals, oligarchs, business people who have not seen this coming. They believe that Bouteflika had enough support for these street demonstrations not to be of the size. And this speaks volumes for what type of people are running Algeria. This is a country that was transitioning toward democracy after defeating terrorism in the 90s. But since then, and the country did witness some political and economic reform guided by Bouteflika himself. The problem is the Algerian people feel like, at least the youth in the street, probably, he has a traditional support of people who witnessed the 90s when there was terrorism. But young people want to see opportunity, they want to see change. And, with this level of economic deterioration, the country is believed to be, the economy is believed to be tanking with the current oil prices. So the regime has not been responsive enough, at least to offer the electorate, a replacement, an alternative to Mr. Bouteflika. And they just relied on the lack of interest in the Algerian street. And boy, they turned out to be wrong about the Algerians. And I believe that they have a problem now, because these people are not going home unless if they see a direction in the right, movement in the right direction. Mm-hmm. The problem is the regime controls the media, controls the Justice Department, the electoral process. They control everything, and that's why the opposition don't have any of the tools to rule, and that's why they are withdrawing their nomination, and they just want the whole regime to disintegrate, and that, as we know, can become a serious problem. And now we really have a problem in Algeria that was triggered by this regime itself.
Mm-hmm. Now, back to Tunis. Sami, President Bouteflika has offered a new constitution. He's also promised to leave within 1 year if he is reelected in the April elections. Now, will this be music to the protesters' ears, or will they keep with their protests like Nasir believes they will keep taking to the streets?
Well, I think it's very strange or interesting that somebody will run for the presidency to say, don't worry, guys, vote for me so I won't run for a full term and I'll go after 1 year. It's strange on all levels. But I think it shows the extent to which there is a problem with regards to the transition to the next generation, to the next government. We must be aware that the people who are ruling Algeria are old now. This is an older generation. This is a generation that is finding difficulty to transfer government whilst making sure that their interests are secure. From 2014, this debate was clear. The issue was not whether Bouteflika should run. The issue was who can replace Bouteflika and keep this structure that we've been preserving for so long, that Bouteflika has been the head of, which is a structure in which these factions have been able to dominate. They couldn't find anybody, so they all said, okay, you know what, we can buy another 5 years, let's keep Bouteflika at the top of this government until we find a solution for the next 5 years. 5 years has passed and they have still not been able to find a solution. They still haven't been able to find somebody who can smoothly take over from Bouteflika whilst keeping this regime in place. Now, given the pressure being caused by the protesters, Bouteflika is not the first choice candidate. Bouteflika is there because the factions cannot agree. Because as they get older, the factions, the agreement, this informal de facto agreement between the factions is starting to disintegrate. This political contract is starting to fall apart. This is why they cannot agree on Bouteflika anymore. Bouteflika was always a stopgap, but this 5 year stopgap was not enough for them to find somebody else to replace Bouteflika. Essentially, I read the statement as we need one more year to find the replacement for Bouteflika. Listen, guys, the protesters are clear. These protests are coming after us, and guys are going to come after all of us. This is what the regime will be talking between themselves. They will come after all of us. We need to sit down together and find a genuine replacement, whether it's Ramadan Al-Amamara, whether it's Gate Saleh, whether it's General Ghadiri, Rashid Nagez is out of the question for them. But in terms of, they need to find some sort of solution. It's very interesting also that there are talk that France this time is not standing with Bouteflika like it did in 2014. Notice Bouteflika is being treated in Geneva, not France this time. Notice also that France is releasing some papers, or it is being said, France is releasing papers that might help people prosecute the people around Bouteflika, in a clear sign that there is pressure coming from the outside, which is trying to say, look, you guys need to sort this out quickly. We don't want instability in Algeria. Find some solution to Bouteflika. This 1 year announcement is designed to be a stopgap. They are essentially saying, we need one more year to find somebody to replace Bouteflika. Protesters, give us that one more year.
Okay. Nasir, despite the protests, you know, recent opinion polls suggest that there are still many Algerians who are likely to vote for Bouteflika again. And, you know, they have their own concerns. They say that his departure could destabilize the country. Now, do his supporters have valid concerns given what's happening in neighboring Libya?
They do, and in fact, you know, discussing this issue as if it were, you know, a problem with finding a replacement to Bouteflika is really minimizing the full scope of this problem. This is a country that emerged from, you know, a civil war and 10 years of terrorism and, you know, political Islam, you know, attempting to take over. So the French, the Americans, and the Europeans, they have viewed Bouteflika as the solution to terrorism. The problem is, this is old news. There's a new generation of Algerians who do not view the political issues from that dichotomy. They don't see it Bouteflika versus political Islam or terrorism. They have real concerns. And this can actually be generalized to many countries in the Middle East. You have Western democracies supporting the dictatorial regimes or, you know, the military because of their fear that Islamists will take over and rule by, you know, sheer force and terrorism. But that is changing, not just in Algeria. I think across the Middle East, young people do not accept that narrative, and the ruling elite in the Middle East and in Algeria have not been able to capture the essence of the movement in the street.
I see. Okay, back to Tunis. Sami, six candidates have registered, among them prominent retired General Ali Kadhiri, who has promised change. Businessman Rashid Naka is also running. What are their chances of winning the vote? Very briefly, we're running short of time.
What's important is the protesters are rejecting all of the opposition candidates as well as the government. They see the opposition as having failed in its duty, as being part of this whole play script of the government, of trying to put up some sort of opposition in order to remain in power. The proof of that is that look at these protesters. They have no leadership. There is no opposition has been able to ride the wave, to emerge, perhaps in the way that Macron emerged in France, outside of the traditional two-party fold. The fact is, in Algeria, the opposition, the other figures involved in these elections, are not seen as genuine candidates in order to bring about change. You have General Ghadir, he's a general like in the army. Rashid Nagez is a businessman who is promoted his cousin forward because he can't run by constitution. The reality of the matter is, with these protesters, they don't see change in any of these candidates. This is why they are taken to the streets. They are demanding change. Okay. But the fear is that how should that change come about? And that's a question that will become clearer in the coming days, and we'll know whether it will come about peacefully or whether, in the same way that the democratic will of the people was crushed in the beginning of the 1990s by brute force, it might happen this way.
Okay, let me put the last question to both of you. You have 30 seconds each. We are very limited in time. What's future holding for Algeria? Nasir, 30 seconds.
Unfortunately, I think the street is not represented politically well. I think the Algerian people have shown their love for country. They may have to live with a temporary situation. As crazy as this proposal by Bouteflika sounds, mm-hmm. I think it makes sense to accept some form of transition in the next year.
Okay, Sami, 30 seconds.
I think the regime is trying to see how far these protests will go. They are testing their patience. Bouteflika will give it 1 year. They will see the reaction. They are reacting to the protests, but they believe protests will not go far so as to compromise the stability of the country. So the reality is that it depends who will keep upping the stakes. The protests will up the stakes, then the government. And we'll see at what point they will stop or even if they will stop.
Okay, I have to jump in, Sam. We are out of time. Let me thank our guests. We had Editor-in-Chief of the International Interest, Sami Hemdi from Tunis, and author and public analyst Nasir Al-Omari, who joined us from New York. That's the end of this debate. Thank you for watching.